tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. You know, sometimes I think when I say that during our introduction here, that people might say to themselves, boy, that's really immature. No, it's a fact.
It's really the truth.
It really is the truth. It's not like I'm just, you know, pulling this out of nowhere.
Join the world someday.
Yeah, folks. Just so you know. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Tuesday, the 20th of March, 2012. And you have with you on this cloudy day in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, for the sake of time, let's keep rolling here. If you'd like to check us out, please go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do, and I high-five all those that have been responding. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter so you can see some of those bad guys, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. On my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, remember, double E. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's kind of like maybe just a little bit.
Mr. Parrot?
It's kind of like this. 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 Ready? 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 Here we go. Here we go. See, that's a terrible place to be, because your brains happen to be in my head, I say to the parrot.
Stuck in the parrot.
Yes. Folks, again, for the sake of time, let's start rolling here. And again, we love having you a part of the show. This is about you. And for those that, by the way, were listening to Josh.
Oh, gee whiz.
I'm so sorry. Josh Tolley?
Yes, there you go. Josh Tolley.
Okay, Josh Tolley this morning, Jake. I thought it was a great interview. Weird things happened. The signal kept dropping, and it was like, what in the heck? It was just starting to get hot, and all of a sudden it dropped. Yep. It dropped four times, and then Josh got back on the air. Uh-huh. And he said, this is the weirdest thing in the world. That's the norm for us in this ministry.
He said those famous words. This has never happened before.
And we're sitting back smirking like, Lord, what's going on here, man? This is like some serious stuff. I speak as a man, of course. But again, for the sake of time, Jake's going to take it over right after the intro. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to leave it just with you and him. I'll keep it lively and entertaining.
Thank you, sir.
But with the truth as the backbone.
Yes, sir.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Folks, I hate to say I told you so, but this is one of those days. The judge in Jerry Sandusky's child sexual abuse case says state prosecutors have to turn over phone numbers or addresses for accusers to his defense attorney.
For what reason?
Judge John, well, he's supposed to harass them, to incriminate them.
Yeah.
Judge John Cleland's two-page order issued Tuesday might also lead to Sandusky's lawyer getting a psychological evaluation performed on the boys who the former Penn State assistant coach is accused of abusing. Folks, 52 counts. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's interesting. This man's attorney, the things that he, the sway and the favor that he's got in the Justice Department.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. The judge is requiring prosecutors to disclose any juvenile, you ready for this? Records that might help Sandusky's lawyer attack their credibility. Now, folks, what did I say at the very beginning of the situation with Jerry Sandusky? What they're going to try to do is they're going to try to incriminate the kids that have been violated.
Right.
What are they doing here, folks? That they might help Sandusky's lawyer attack their credibility. I understand cross-examination, folks, but let me say it again, 52 counts. Who would conspire against this creep? Mm-hmm. And also keep in mind, if this was me or you that had one count, we'd be in jail with a million, $2 million bail.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the things that this guy's pulling off is just absolutely amazing. He can go hang out in his backyard where there's an elementary school behind him. He can go back and forth to his lawyers. He can communicate with his grandkids, now said the judge.
Yep.
I wonder who that judge is working for.
I know who the last judge is working for. She was volunteering for his nonprofit organization.
Exactly. Thank you, Jake. Yeah, and if George Bush wasn't saying that this is
An organization of light?
Yeah, to the Congress. Kind of bizarre, folks. But if you go back and do a little history, this is not bizarre at all. Incriminate the kids. Mm-hmm. Question their credibility. What are they doing, folks? By the way, this is a European mindset. You better be careful for it, folks. This is a sick, sick mentality. And I told you they were going to try to do this. The order also requires requests for grand jury information to be first made to the judge that oversees, listen to this, the secret panel. Wow. Ain't nothing secret about it. Why do they want to have secret counsels, folks? If that judge says grand jury secrecy prevents their release, Cleland said he intends to abide by that decision. Wow. Boy, they got some pretty,
big guns
submissive
coming in here.
Individuals. For all these judges and these legal prosecutors, man, do as we say, says the defense, or else.
Yep.
But, man, that's not what we're getting, folks. The judges say, no, we'll submit. No problems. How much do you suppose he's getting paid for that?
Yeah.
Wow. Sandusky awaits trial on 52 criminal counts and denies the allegations. He's on house arrest awaiting an expected May trial date. Folks, if this guy's not locked up and the key thrown away, you have some serious, I'm telling you this already, you have some serious corruption.
You have
the fox in the chicken coop concerning this whole case. In Pennsylvania. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break, and Jake's going to talk about what it takes to be...
The Crossing by Grand State Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the downtown historic district, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, Josh, I did not mean any disrespect by that, my friend. Josh Tolley. Jake was on Josh Tolley's program this morning, and some weird things happened. And I thought it was a great conversation. And it was just starting to get hot, and then guess what happens, folks? All of a sudden, right in the center of it, it stops. I was like, I'm listening to the whole thing. I'm thinking, what the heck just happened? This is so unprofessional. What's going on? So Josh comes back on. There was a couple times, actually, out of the four where Jake was like, Josh, you there?
No, like, where'd you
Josh,
go?
Josh, you there? What happened? And Josh said, this is the weirdest thing when he came back in. And he said, I've never had this happen. He goes, everything is shut down. And Jake's on the other line, and I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'm just thinking to myself, this is like the norm for ministry folks. So it's not like a surprise to us.
Yeah.
But anyways, aside of that, what you guys were talking about, if I can give you a bit of a synopsis of what I thought, I just really, you know, I understood the premise as to what he was trying to lay, but I didn't really feel that, first of all, you were there just high-fiving Rick Santorum. Mm-hmm. You know what? Because when I look at Rick Santorum, or if I look at Newt Gingrich, or if I look at Ron Paul, I think there's good principles to all of them. And folks, I've said this so many times, that it's important for us. We can have different opinions, but we should all be rooted in the same principles. And I think that was the cool thing about the premise that was being laid. But it almost sounded like he was going after Rick Santorum when he was talking to you.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, wait a second. We're talking about the principles and what it takes to rule in this country. Let me say it this way. To work for we the people in this country, forgive me, to work for we the people. So in saying that, you're going to be on the show again with them, so it's not over with. And we just wanted to say hey to Josh and thank you for having us on there. It was very cool, and I thought it was a great conversation. It was provocative.
Yeah.
But with that, why don't we kind of lay the premise, Jake, as to what it does take and who are we and what were some of maybe the discrepancies that you guys had without aiming it back at Josh because it's not fair if he's not on the show because you're going to do another program with him. But go ahead and take it from there.
And again, Josh Tolley's a number GCN radio program, so you can hear him in the mornings. But the opportunity came where he wanted us to talk about two things, and I've literally got them written down. What is it about the platform of Mr. Santorum that you find appealing from a Christian perspective? That was one of the questions. And what is it about Santorum that you find makes him suited to be the best candidate? And here's what we need to understand is, number one, I am so glad that, for instance, Ron Paul is in Congress. I am not so glad that Mitt Romney was ever a governor or ever an elected official. I don't know much about his dad, but if they're cut of the same cloth, I would say the same. Stay in free enterprise, that's where you're successful. As far as Newt Gingrich and anybody else who serves, we need strong men in leadership positions. That's why we have them there. They're different than us. They can offer a certain strength that we can't. But our job is to hold their feet to the fire. As an executive officer, as the president of these United States, it's a different role than, for instance, what Santorum has served as a senator or a congressman, or even as what Ron Paul has served as. When he had brought this question to me, what is it about his platform that you find appealing from a Christian perspective? My Christian perspective, first of all, is different than most of my contemporaries. In this day and age, Christian perspective comes on the cheesy, sappy, Jesus is going to give you everything gospel. Jesus died on the cross so you can keep sinning. Jesus died on the cross so if you've committed adultery today and you might tomorrow, oh well, Jesus forgives you. That's not the concept that we're bringing across here. Our former president, Mr. George W. Bush, brought a Christianity to the White House, to the Oval Office, in his own personal life. And that faith, if we follow the works of that faith, if we follow the fruit of that faith, I would say that was an unsubstantiated faith. Now, here's another decision that we need to make. As an executive officer in our country, the president is not supposed to push his Christian beliefs or his Christian values on us. But what he is supposed to do is stand for those God-given liberties that have been given to us through that executive position. When I had a chance to talk to Dr. Paul, and you can go to our Facebook right now.
Can I interject one point, though, really quick? Because I think it's important for people to understand really, really clearly. This is elementary. Where did government come from?
Mm-hmm.
Who gave us government?
Yep.
In all of our civil buildings, we see who gave us government. God gave us government.
Right.
So what, we want to get rid of God out of the equation and just run it our own way?
Well, that's the scary part. And as I go back to Dr. Paul, if you go to our Facebook, right, on Sons of Liberty Radio, the Facebook, we have a Facebook page, fan page, it's on the front of sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can find the video where I point blank ask Dr. Paul, where do our rights come from? He said, I believe our rights come from our Creator. And then I said, well, as a leader, as an elected president of the United States, how would you honor that Creator for the rights that he gave? And he said, I believe that's best left up to the individual. Rather than taking that harness upon himself and say, you know what, I govern by God and for God.
But if you look
because
at
that's what leaders do. He didn't say that. He sidetracked it.
But and I don't mean to cut you off, mm-hmm. but here again, I'm speaking for the listener. Who told us it was wrong to steal?
Yep.
You enforced that law.
That's
who
right.
told us it was wrong to lie?
Mm-hmm.
You enforced that law. Who told us it was wrong to kill?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is that left up to the individual? If he wants to kill, he can go ahead and kill without consequence to the law that he broke?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's where he says that individual liberties are best left up to the individual. Well, when you legislate, you are legislating morality because law protects. So if I have a liberty of life, for example, I don't allow somebody to take my life. I don't allow somebody to take the life of an unborn. And if a government institution says that that's okay, then the government is in contrary with the law. And how do we know that? Because we can go right back to our Creator and say, listen, our Creator laid out the parameters. He gave us laws of nature, and there's certain laws that cannot be crossed, and government needs to uphold those laws in their institutions. Now, government does not come along and say, here's a Catholic hymn book, or here's a Lutheran catechism.
Right, right.
You need to study this and learn this and go to this particular church.
Yep.
That can't happen. Now, if we have an executive officer who shies away from that very God, and this is what I mean by shies away. I've spoke to him personally, and I know that he does this. And I've also had many conversations with, for instance, Ron Paul supporters. And this isn't a dog on Ron Paul. I respected him, voted for him last time he ran. I believe in his principles. He's not a hypocrite. He's true to what he said. But what frightens me is if we will not embrace the God of heaven that blessed our nation as a leader, I don't care what you are. If you're a leader, you're a street sweeper, you play on a baseball team, it doesn't matter. If you don't embrace that God, I can't fully trust you because God commands us, even in the Word. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of thy people able men, such as fear God. We did a local caucus here. I got the opportunity to pray. And I said to everybody in that room, this is what Scripture tells us who we should vote for. This wasn't a church. This was a secular get-together of people. He shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such men over thee to be rulers over thousands, hundreds, fifties, etc. So, number one, they have to fear God. And that fear of God is going to transcend in their leadership. The reason that I chose Santorum, because he fears God, and this is how I know that. He's willing to take heat for issues that not one candidate on that platform I guess at times Newt Gingrich has, but doesn't make it a premise, is willing to take heat for.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the institution, the sanctity of marriage. Listen, if our families go out the window, and Dr. Paul's not strong on this. He's not strong on saying that homosexuality is a sin. He's not strong on saying that as a federal government, we should protect the family institution. He says leave it up to the states. Well, you know what? We tried to do that with equal rights, too. We left it up to the states. And what did the states give us in the South?
Separate but equal.
They gave us separate but equal. So as a federal institution, if the states are going to pick up the ball, we need God's blessing, not man's, not economic prosperity, not any of that. We need God's blessing. We need to go to the Declaration of Independence. So when we receive God's blessing, and we have a difference between two candidates, one that seeks that blessing, and another that's not so concerned with it, that's more concerned with the liberties, for instance, of the French Revolution, who takes more of a Thomas Jeffersonian approach to this. But even Jefferson, I might add, to all of you that love Jefferson, there was church in the Capitol Rotunda that he would attend services while he was president. You've got to understand, we don't throw babies out with the bathwaters. I understand there's a lot of religious hypocrites that use that as a way to get votes. The way you'll know that they're true is when they're willing to be persecuted for it.
That's right.
And I've seen that in the leadership of Santorum.
And let me interject. That's what I like. And if anybody, you know, we do this in high schools. We ask the kids how many believe the media. And none of them believe them. Out of 336 high schools, folks, I've seen 70 hands go up that believe the press. For the most part, they don't believe them. And then when you see a guy that's being continuously, incessantly being attacked by the media for two issues, abortion and homosexuality, and you're trying to sit there and tell me how much of a fraud he is? Wait a second. If he was a fraud, the media would high-five him.
Yeah.
They wouldn't attack
him. Like they're doing to Romney, right?
And totally. They're high-fiving Romney. That should scare the bejeepers out of anybody out there with a half a bit of common sense in their head and heart.
And what's partially frightening to me, and again, this isn't to pit one candidate against another, but if you look,
sure it is.
Dr. Paul's campaigns that he's bringing out against Santorum, you never see him attacking Romney. That puzzles me. Why go after Santorum, who isn't half of the big government candidate? And Santorum has made mistakes in the past in his voting record.
Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, we're high-fiving the righteousness, not the man, because we already know the man is the problem.
Yeah.
And you can see that throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament.
That's right.
Where God was a part of what was going on, it was good and it was righteous. Where he wasn't, man got into trouble.
That's
we
right.
totally get that. You know what? To he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. I say that. And then here's the other thing. The real problem isn't Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, or Newt Gingrich. The problem is what you allow in the White House to continuously do on a daily basis. And you're talking about being afraid of what Rick Santorum will do? You have got to be kidding me, folks.
Look what's being done.
What are you doing about the guy that's in the office right now and you're afraid of Rick Santorum? Let's put it into perspective, folks. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Please do call in 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to weigh in. 1-877-807-9977. As I just said a couple minutes ago, right before this last break, William Blackstone, the author of English Common Law.
On the Common Law.
Right. He said this, quote unquote, "In the case of murder, this is expressly forbidden by the divine." Common sense. Yep. Thank you, Lord. "If any human law should allow or enjoin us to commit it, we are bound to transgress. Mm-hmm. But with regard to matters that are not commanded or forbidden by the scriptures, such, for instance, of exporting of wool into foreign countries, here the legislature has scope and opportunity to interpose." Mm-hmm. Now, I totally get what he's saying. It really comes down to this common sense.
Yeah.
And obviously, if God, and by the way, William Blackstone also said anything that is enacted against God's law, mm-hmm. it's null and void.
That's right. Contrary to the laws of nature and nature's God.
And what's within inside of that premise is something that we call liberty, but we need to understand where liberty's found.
That's right.
Only within the confines of law.
And we don't need a candidate who is ashamed of the God who gave us
That's
liberties.
Right. And especially when he's all over the buildings and your money. And
you're to be the chief executive officer of the country. You have to acknowledge that. That's your very premise that you have to run on, that I will assure that we have God-given liberties.
Can I ask the American people something? What are we supposed to enjoy the benefits that mm-hmm. God has given us over the last 235 years, but yet smack him in the face when he says, listen, to wait to maintain what I've given you mm-hmm. and the gratitude that you're to show back to me is basically maintain what I've given you.
That's right.
Why are people in this country so afraid of people? Well, you know what? I heard Josh this morning, mm-hmm. but look what he's done now. He's talking about Rick Santorum, and then he brought up the point, but look what he'll do when he gets into office. Mm-hmm. Well, do you think he's going to do worse or better than Obama? Mm-hmm. And by the way, if these are the only candidates that we have, that lies at that's our fault.
Yep.
Not theirs, because we're falling for the fact that these are the only three guys that we got to pick from, mm-hmm. or four guys.
Yep.
Baloney.
Yep. And if you look at, too, you know, what's going to happen when he does get into office, this is what I do want to say about Santorum, because I know what it's like, you know what it's like, this ministry knows what it's like to be under fire for moral issues because you're the only one standing for him and very few others will stand for him. That's what's happening with Santorum right now. It's not happening with Dr. Paul. He's getting the media blackout and all that. He's got a different type of persecution. Mm-hmm. But this type of persecution that's coming at Santorum is not a vote-getting persecution, because if it was, Bachman would have stayed standing for him. Guys like Pawlenty would have stayed standing for him. What they do is they give just enough to pepper that or to try to bait that Christian vote. Santorum stands in it and says, whether you vote for me or not, this is how I believe. That's how I know that there's sincerity in what he's standing for in his principles. It's not an issue of, and people have said before, you know, well, he's going to reach out and cater to the evangelical vote. Look, George Bush did that, but he took no heat for it, by
That's
the way.
Right.
The only people he took heat from are the loony bins that don't have jobs, that are juiced up on meds, and that rely on welfare to live. That's not really persecution. That's common sense. You're going to have those type of people hate you no matter what you do. So the point is that's what I see with that man that's willing to stand. I can stand behind that because, again, my Bible tells me we're to provide able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. They'll turn from that unrighteousness, whether it's popular or it's not.
Can I give you a definition? And, folks, you need to hear this, especially for all you libertarians out there. The word libertarian means pertaining to liberty or to the doctrine of free will.
That's right. Now that's important. That's a great emphasis.
But hang on a second. I'm not done, okay?
Yep.
Free will, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me go down to libertine. Licentiousness, dissolute, not under the restraint of law or religion. So what is the difference between a libertarian, someone explain this to me, mm-hmm. and an anarchist?
That's right.
Or an antinomianist? Mm-hmm. No regard for the law.
That's right. Because here's at the end of the day, and you make a great point, and even what you were saying before, a lot of people take this mindset. Well, if we have a leader who at least knows that our government is supposed to give individual liberties, when do we lose our liberty? When we break a law. When you break a law, you're no longer fit to have liberties. That's why no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, property without due process of law. If the law convicts them, they can lose their life, their liberty, their property. A libertarian is just that, wants to cast off the moral restraint. Listen to me, folks. You have to hear this in sincerity. The objective isn't that we cast off government restraint. It's moral restraint. And if that wasn't the case, then why not embrace the moral lawgiver, that being God?
That's the problem.
They don't want shackles.
Let me put another question to that. And this is great thought. I love this train of thought. Mm-hmm. What is everybody complaining about the DOJ in America for?
That's right, breaking the law.
Because they won't be ruled by law. And I said this, 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Everybody's complaining about the fact that, well, if we submit to God, then it's a theocracy. Mm-hmm. Well, then why are you complaining about the government that's in position right now who won't be ruled by God?
That's right.
That's pretty hypocritical, folks.
It's something.
You need to think about that. This is the problem with our justice system.
Right.
What? Can I say this to the libertarians, please? What? They're supposed to obey the laws of the land, but you're without restraint? Right?
Mm-hmm. And,
wow.
And why should they obey the laws?
That is.
Why should they obey the laws of the land? Well, because we said so. Okay, so then who determines what's right and wrong?
God does.
But they think we do.
I know.
Okay, so now when I get enough power, then I overthrow the judicial system, and then I can establish what I want.
That's
right. No, it's what God wants.
Which one's going to stand?
That's right. And which one has stood?
I guess two wrongs make a right now, folks.
It's impossible.
No.
You can't do evil and good come out of it. That can't happen. You do good comes out of it. We submit to the moral lawgiver, and as a president, if you can't embrace that, I can't trust you, because you must embrace that. If not, all I'm doing is I'm changing tyrants and tyrannies for a man's different view. For instance, the Constitution can't ratify itself. We the people under God go to our leaders, just as they did to King George, and said, listen, God is not accepting of this government. That's why we throw him off. The Tea Party, one of their statements was no person under the religion of Jesus Christ should suffer tyranny.
Yeah, well, Jake, if you're not going to listen to God in his government, then you're going to listen to a foreign government, aren't you, folks? And who's trying to implement Sharia law right now? Because you won't be ruled by the God that gave you the country. Let me go back to the founders. Back to William Blackstone again on his commentary on law. Its principles formed the basis of America's laws from 1776 to 1920.
Yep.
It was the final authority in the U.S. Supreme Court, Christian principles and the Word of God. And by the way, in the U.S. Supreme Court, they used to use scripture all the time as their mandate.
Yep.
It was recommended highly by James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, James Wilson, John Marshall, Charles Finney, and Abe Lincoln. Well, at least vocally in some cases.
Yeah. Well, because most people, you have to read Blackstone before you can practice as an attorney, and most case law was settled by a quote out of one of Blackstone's commentaries on the law. As a matter of fact, our founders quoted, he was the second most quoted author during the time of the drafting of the Constitution and of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
So this, and if you go even, I'm just Benjamin Franklin, for example, when he sat down in the Constitutional Convention, This is what he said. Now, folks, you can take him for whatever you want. Wasn't an Orthodox Christian, but he definitely professed things like this. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? Yeah. And then he called the convention to prayer. He didn't say, well, it's best left up to the individuals. We're here to just do government business. There's no separation. Government is God's business.
They're taking on a, folks, you're taking on a communistic mindset, which is in Article 52 of the Communist Manifesto, about the lines between church and state. You're separating the two when they're a science and they run together.
And you're
they're not separate.
You're alienating your defense, because when that tyrant can throw off God, do you think he's going to fear you? He's got a bigger gun. Are you kidding me?
He's attacking God in your country. And he's attacking everything you are right now and what the Catholic Church is complaining about right now. He's trying to throw off God so he can become God.
That's right.
Read Isaiah 14. I got another question for you, folks. What would you think of me? My cousin was killed in Vietnam. What would you think of me if I went to my cousin's dad and knocked on his door and say, I know the oath that your son that just died for me and shed his blood and he fought for me and he paid the ultimate sacrifice for me. I know what he did for me, but you know, I just don't agree with what he died for. Spit in his face and slam the door and turn around and walk away from him. What would you think of me? You'd say that's anti-American.
Get out of this country.
That's exactly right. And how many people in this country do the same things to the living God that sent his son Jesus Christ to die on Calvary for me and you when we were the ones that were guilty and he was completely innocent in every sense of the word? He was without sin. He was perfect, without spot or blemish. And yet we go to his door and we say, you know what? We will not be ruled by the sacrifice of your son, which only produces liberty and it protects life. Mm-hmm. We don't want that anymore. Okay, then what does the Lord say? For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. What's going on? The nation that will not serve me will be turned into hell. Psalm 9. What's going on? A little common sense comes into play, folks. It comes into play at times like this, because the further we get away from him, we allowed him to go away in 1962, although the government is upon his son's shoulders. But he promised what would happen if we said goodbye to you. And we wonder what the problems are that continuously, what do? They reproduce day after day after day after day. We complain about the government that's not being ruled by God, and yet we want to know, we don't know what the problem is.
Yeah. And we don't want to embrace
that. We want to sit around and get stoned like a bunch of burnt hippies who don't really care about the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to taking responsibility, we have to grow up or get out. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you sit there and you fight against him and what he promised to give unto you, which is only life. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us all free from the law of sin and death. And we have the audacity to kick up against the very God that gave it to us. That's treasonous. And that's an enemy to God. That is not a friend to God. And then we have the world calling us the light of the world. And then we have foreign countries all over the world trying to figure out why our Constitution is still standing after 235 years, the longest standing Constitution in the history of mankind. And let me go back to your quote with Thomas Jefferson, too, for all you Jeffersonians, okay? He's also the guy that said the difference between America and Europe, which they're trying to throw on you today, folks, is the difference between heaven and hell. And why is that? Because the God that gave us what we have today. That's why.
And can these liberties that God gave us, he says in his rotunda, Jefferson, of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? They don't come from the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration. They come from God himself. And you've got to embrace that God. He's your only ally in this.
We'll come right back after this break with his phone calls. At Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Last shout out, 1-877-807-9977. Or go to sonsofliberty.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the Men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciates what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I love this topic that we're talking about right now. Now, this is interesting. Listen carefully. Thomas Jefferson again. Political interest can never be separated in the long run from the moral right. Mm-hmm. From the moral right.
That's right. You can't have an interest outside of that unless you want to be corrupt and you want to be a lawbreaker, which is what you see now. People say that you can't legislate morality. Now, as you think about that, what is morality? And legislating means to pass a law.
Should I look up the word backward?
Backward? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Legislate morality. If you have, for instance, many people run terrified from any... Well, here's the topic. Okay, is murder a religious concept? Is not murdering, excuse me. Is not stealing religious? Is not lying religious? So in other words, if I'm sitting on the bench right now and the judge says to me, okay, answer these questions, and I swear an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, the prosecutor comes up and says, you know, Jake, are you a white Caucasian male? And I say, no, I'm not. I'm a black male. I just lied. I just committed perjury, right? And then he says to me, you're lying to me. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
The truth is plain. And I said, that's religion. Don't throw your religion on me.
Yeah, I don't know when people agree with religion.
When
they're affected by
them.
It. That's exactly right.
When it agrees with them. So this concept that murder, abortion, the family, homosexuality, sodomy are religious topics? No, they're not. They're not just religious topics. They're rooted in the laws of nature. And even if they are religious topics, they protect and they preserve, and that's the purpose of law in our country. So embrace it. We can't be terrified to embrace these things. That's why we're losing, because then we try to think of, well, scientifically, it's this or this or this.
Science is every study. Science is the study of creation, therefore...
The proof is that it's wrong, period.
Yes.
Whether religion says it or religion doesn't say it, it is morality
everything,
and it protects.
Everything is religious.
Yep, that's true.
Everything is religious that you do in life, like it or not.
Yep.
It really is. James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution, said this, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law, which is divine, because that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other.
Exactly. He wasn't afraid or ashamed to
state
that.
One of our signers, folks.
Yeah, and so here's the big hang-up. Well, if I talk about anything that has to do with morality, people might think I'm a religious fanatic and I want a theocracy.
Oh, well.
Exactly. Oh, well. So you either throw out the baby and the bathwater, throw out the bathwater. Keep the baby.
You gotta run down with the politically correct, you know. I mean, it's like a lighthouse on the side of the ocean when there's a storm. You know, I just don't want to be called names, so therefore I'm going to put my light out.
And that brings it into full circle for me when I choose a candidate, somebody who wants to be politically correct on that topic, you just lost my trust because you're not taking the side of God who ensures our liberties. It's silly to say that we believe in God-given rights and natural rights, but yet we won't acknowledge that God.
Yeah.
If I'm given liberty, period, I'm going to thank the Creator who gave me that liberty, no matter what walk of life I'm in.
By
and then
honoring
I'll
His
that.
Son.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I receive, and then I keep that liberty. Now, if I want to throw the guy out who gave me that liberty, how much longer do you think he's going to protect my liberty? Well, you didn't want me here.
That's right.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to protect my liberty, yet I'm not supposed to give you any respect?
No, when national calimities happen, that's when they do go back
to God. It's like saying to our veterans, thanks a lot for dying for me, but, you know, if you need a graveyard, go to some other country and dig some graves. We don't care about it that much. We just appreciate what you did for us,
but we don't
want to acknowledge you.
Well, speaking of which, look at this government's doing.
That's exactly what they're
doing.
They're
taking away the benefits from the veterans that are supposedly fighting to uphold the Constitution that they themselves in their backyard are supposed to be magnifying.
And then you have right-wing supposed conservatives capitulating to that viewpoint because they're so terrified.
Boy, if I say God on stage, it might be a theocracy.
They just don't love their country enough.
That's exactly
what
right.
it comes down to. Noah Webster, author of the first American speller and the first dictionary, stated, the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. All of the miseries, the evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. When a man kills another man, he's despising the precepts contained in the Bible.
But don't put your religion on me.
When a man steals, he's neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible.
But don't put your religion on me.
When a man lies, he's neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible.
Oh, that's religious. Yeah. That doesn't belong in government,
right? You better get some of these calls. Yeah. It's absolutely foolish.
No, it kills itself.
But again,
it kills itself.
What we're dealing with is the last five generations that have dropped the ball on this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they've subjected our generation, because we're not old men here, they subjected our generation to everything, and they protected us from nothing except self-interest.
That's right.
That's why people, if anybody out there is talking about Romney right now, because he's the golden calf.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I can give you back your prosperity. I can get... No, folks. He's buying his throne. Just keep that in mind. And if he can buy it and he can give it to you, just keep in mind he can also take it away from you.
Yep.
And by the way, that is the definition of a dictatorship.
And you know,
like it or not,
it proves how much lies need to be propped up, because with the amount of money that this man has spent, he should be running away with this race, but he's not.
No.
He's very close right now.
5-1.
And I believe exactly 5-1. It shows how much the lie has to be propped up.
Yeah.
The only reason Obama is where he is right now is because he is propped up, because if you let him stand on his own, he would fall.
He's caving in on all sides, folks. And people could change this country in a week if they do it together.
The only means of establishing and perpetuating our Republican forms of government, this is Benjamin Rush, another signer, was in 5 administrations, all different political parties, is the universal education of our youth and the principles of Christianity by means of the Bible. Embrace it, folks. It's your only hope. Economics is not our hope.
I guess God's the problem when kids in public schools, they get guns and they begin to shoot each other down.
Yeah. But don't tell them thou shalt not kill. That's religious.
That's right.
Oh,
better not do that.
Don't brainwash those poor
children. How ridiculous. No. Now what you do is you get rid of the law, you lower the law, mm-hmm. and then when you lower the law, there is no transgression. Now what do they teach them? Go ahead and this is how you kill your baby.
Yeah, here's liberty.
And we'll even give you a coupon to do it.
Here's liberty.
What's the problem?
Take that liberty.
We got Julie in Kansas. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello. I have a comment to what you were talking about on Rick Santorum or just like the presidential candidates in general. I think it's really sad for especially Americans to put their trust and faith in a man instead of, you know, what they are going to do, like the, you know, being a man of their word, like they're going to uphold the Constitution or everything. It's just ridiculous.
You know what? And that is my point exactly. A candidate who can't put their backbone, who can't say that my foundation is God and the principles found in the Bible, I'm not going to trust that candidate because at any time that candidate can get an idea and with that power wielded, unchecked by God, and him willfully saying I'm not checked by God, that scares me because he's our only power to stand against that. He's our source of our liberty. He's the protector of our liberty, and that's who I'm going to stick with.
Amen.
And when a man stands on those principles and says this is where I'm at, and notice again, I'm not going to fall for the old. Listen, Roosevelt, the Franklin Roosevelt claimed God, prayed God. His principles were not in line with what God's principles were. That's hypocrisy. He was using it for a vote getting. But when somebody is just confronted with that simple question, will you honor the God that gives us our liberties when you're in that office? Will you make sure your administration does that? And we sidestep it and avoid it?
Yeah.
How in the world are you going to trust that?
Yeah, you can't. And let me go to Michelle Bachmann really quick, mm-hmm. if I might. I think Michelle Bachmann is a cool lady.
Sure.
I really do. I think where Michelle Bachmann, as a matter of fact, I know in fact, she was put there for a very purpose to stand up, and that's what people loved about her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what happened is she started to bow.
That's right.
To the opposition.
Sidestep.
Yeah. She did.
Yep.
And that's why she was taken out of the race. She would have won that. Let me say it this way. She would still be there today if she would have upheld what the people put her in there for in the first place. That's why Rick Santorum's in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's doing the right thing.
Yep.
By the way, this isn't a big high five to Rick and Ron and Newt Gingrich. No, we're looking at the righteousness in the men. And what we're doing is we're standing behind the righteousness. So what we should be endorsing is the principles that the man stands for.
Right.
And if he can do that and he can take the heat, you know what? The more opposition a man gets in this debate, the more I see that that's the righteous man if he can endure the test
and
the trial.
That's right. And do it when it's least popular, when his polls are the lowest. He doesn't shift his gears and change his story so he can get better polls.
Yep.
The polls raised after that, if you watch how this whole thing happened. You brought up Bachmann as an example, and many people in the political sphere, I see them do it. They start to sidestep. They don't ever alienate their principles in their own personal life, but they sidestep it in public because they're taking heat. Folks, this generation is looking for somebody to take the heat so that we can maintain those structures that have given us what we've had before, and that's God's blessing. You can't get God's blessing by a worldly means, by sidestepping, by saving face, by saving your reputation so you get on the next press coverage.
Yeah.
That's not how we're going to win it.
No.
It's not how anybody's won it.
People are tired of that, Jake.
It's not how our founders won it.
They really are. You know, it's interesting. The man in private and the man in public mm-hmm. are one and the same. And if that's not the case, then how can the act be apart from the actor? Because the act of the actor bears forth the fruit of mm-hmm. what's inside of the actor.
Yep, their actions.
Okay. Another thing that's really important, too, Jake, is all the preambles to the states of our 50 yep. states in our union, they all start out with what? Here's Pennsylvania. And each member of the legislature, before he takes his seat, shall make and subscribe the following declaration. Listen carefully. I do believe in one God, the creator and the governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. What's the good and what's the wicked without understanding what the Word of God says? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.